Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here in the second hour of Free Talk Live, a live Tuesday edition with Mark.
Ademo, I pushed the wrong button again.
That's okay. I'm still here. And Ademo.
Once an hour.
That's okay.
Our normal first seat host, Ian Freeman, is out at, oh, I don't know, some school board meeting or something like that, trying to get involved in the system and save us all from the tyranny of the man.
He's just worried about the children. What about the children?
So I hear that he will be back sometime this evening. If not, you know, don't count on it. Don't hold your breath. But, yeah. You know, we'll keep the home fires burning here on Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is an interactive website where you can go and link to stories that that interest you. We actually just read one in the last hour. And you can link to stories or blog posts or videos there and vote up other people's, vote them down. They can do the same with yours, and it's a great news aggregation website. And you can go get involved there with the Free Talk Live community. It's a great – if a story is important to you, that is a great way to get a bunch of eyes on it. Probably a lot more than you've got friends on Facebook would be my guess. And I've got numbers. I've got internet numbers to prove it.
He's got internet clout.
That's right. So let's go. But Free Talk Live is a show about your calls. So let's go to the phones. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I just wanted to mention that I'm finding it very humorous, all of the talk about Ron Paul and Rand Paul and, you know, kind of the dream is over. And it reminds me a lot. It reminds me a lot about H. Ross Perot, who was able to get his little party together. And the man who made his first billion by cutting the welfare and the social checks for the federal government with his company did the rhetoric against government and against spending and against social welfare and all this stuff. And he even talked about the evils of NAFTA, yet he and his son built one of the biggest truck transport facilities at the border between Texas and Mexico that's making billions and billions of dollars for the Perots. So, you know, I find it humorous that people, again, sort of like Charlie Brown with Lucy holding the football, Charlie Brown, I'll hold it, just kick it, oh, but you always pull it away, Lucy. No, I'm going to do it this time. And then as he kicks it, she pulls it away and he flips back on his head. When will the American voters wise up? I mean, let's face it, Ron Paul was a wonderful congressman who voted, in a very fine manner for a lot of, you know, the constitutional points of view, and for that he should be commended. But, I mean, the man's a 33-degree Mason. He's part of the establishment. This is all kind of just to keep, you know, the Joe six-pack that isn't drinking the six-pack that they
really
too.
I mean, Ron Paul's been in political office since the 80s. I mean, you can
I know
the,
that. And he's been a very good congressman in Texas.
But I mean, you know, I mean, but hold on. If this can't be some kind of conspiracy because the guy's been doing it too consistently for too long.
Well, come on. This whole thing. Remember what I said before all this stuff happened with Rand endorsing him? The way the convention's going to play out is that no one is going to win the first ballot, and Jeb Bush will be nominated, and probably Rand Paul will be his vice presidential, you know, appointment.
So you don't think...
And that's going to be it. That's the game plan. I heard it in January from big insiders, and they're laughing about the system. And just to make sure it's going to work, George Soros' company in Spain is going to count the election results, something like 37 of the 50 states.
Well,
so,
but
you know,
I mean,
kind of, it's kind
what about
of,
these state conventions, though, Frank?
Pardon?
I mean, there's these state conventions clearly aren't going the way they're supposed to go. I mean, Romney lost Massachusetts, his home state,
and Romney's not going to be the nominee. Romney has some big financial scandals that are going to start to materialize in the next 2 months, and he's not going to be the candidate. And Benjamin Netanyahu wants Mitt Romney because they were old friends as graduate students in Cambridge, you know, in Massachusetts. But the point is Benjamin Netanyahu is a whore, and whoever is elected by the establishment, he will be forced to deal with. And that's basically it.
It's, so, I mean, that's a good point right there.
Of
that's
Romney, watch it. You know, I mean, it's very interesting.
Yeah, it's a good point what you said there, is that they're forced to deal with. And, like, I don't know if I buy necessarily, like, Ron Paul is maybe, like, attending Bilderberg group meetings and getting
his
email.
I'm not
saying you did. I was just saying to some level. I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm just saying that I don't think he is directly related as, like, much as Obama or Romney or others are. But yet he has done something that, you know, I've tried to do myself as an activist, and which is create a public persona. And that way, when the man does try to harm me, I have the ability to reach out to a network and do something. So Ron Paul has done that. He's probably had a big enough megaphone that the man, whoever that might be, whether it's government or lobbyists or whatever interests would like to silence him, it's actually best
he's
to have him.
He's silencing himself now. I mean, this is basically it. He's betrayed all of those supporters that have supported him for two presidential campaigns and put in millions and millions and millions of dollars into his coffers for his campaign. And now he's, you know, pulling out and admitting, just like Ross Perot did, all of the people who were for Ross Perot, and then I have to pull out. I mean, he's leaving the people hanging there, and it's going to, mark my words, Obama won't be reelected. But what's going to happen, it's not going to be Mitt Romney, and it's kind of funny. It just shows
and you're predicting Jeb Bush, right?
I don't like Jeb Bush. The Bushes are terrible people. They are the worst scum this country has produced as leaders.
But you're predicting him.
So who is going to be elected?
It doesn't matter what I want. The people that make the decisions have made the decisions. And you or I or none of the voters will ever be able to have any influence. The best we can do is sort of rubber stamp it by, you know, voting. And then whoever counts the electoral votes, or not the electoral votes, the votes, be it an independent company, a computer that can be hacked, that's it. The system is an illusion, just like the free market is an illusion. It never existed. It never will exist. But the point is, there are people that love their ideologies and their false worldviews that keep them in a state of false consciousness away from the task at hand. And as long as that happens, the people in power that pull the strings, and it's about 0.024% worldwide, that are the real power.
Amount of people, so it's less than the 1%?
I mean, I find it comical and humorous, all of the pundits that are talking about Rand Paul betraying the people and Ron Paul betraying the people. Listen, it was set up that way. The whole thing is nothing but a joke. I mean, people have to realize that they're impotent politically and economically, and the little bit they have in savings will be gone in the next 18 months. Already the federal government has admitted that 48.2% of the wealth over the last 2 years is gone. And, you know, that's a government statistic, so it may even be much more. But the point is, this is the reality, and it's time for people to wake up. And already we have illegal executive orders that allow the president to have people killed, detained,
I'm not surprised
any
that this
judicial review or any day in court.
He
no one's
keep talking
about it. No one in the media is talking about it.
So
this
Frank
is absurd.
In 2008, Ron Paul, after his run here in 2008, Ron Paul endorsed a candidate, I think in Texas or something like that, and people got all kerfuffled about that.
Colorado.
It was a Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who wasn't as Ron Paul-y as Ron Paul. But, I mean, when you're a Republican, you got to play the Republican game to some extent. I mean, you know, the advantage to being a libertarian is that you can be as principled as you want to be, and you don't have to, that whole worry about ever getting elected again. Or,
that's true.
Getting elected,
period. You have that ideological buffer whereby you're free to follow your own ideology. But the point is, the Republican ideology and the Democratic ideology are one and the same. Historically, there was a difference with the two parties, but in reality, it's the same consensus, the same policies are forged, and the same agendas pursued that benefit the corporations, the special interests, and the powerful elite. And that's
Frank,
the way
thanks.
It's been. And it just hurts me, but on the other hand, why? I'm not at all surprised.
Thanks for the call, Frank. 855-453. Do you want to talk about this Rand Paul endorsement thing? I'm not surprised. 855-450-3733. I'm not shocked either. You know, I'm not upset. 855-450-FREE.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract, and they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages, and I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 12, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,588.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,628.84, $814.42 for a half ounce, or $407.21 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,628.84, $814.42, and $407.21.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Way is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Way to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Tuesday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And a demo.
Bitcoins are fast becoming the world's, they are the premier world's digital currency, and they're potentially anonymous. You don't need to sign any contracts when you start using Bitcoins or any terms of service or anything like that. You can just go and download the free software and be using Bitcoins in just a few minutes. You don't need... They're not owned by any bank or governmental agency or anything like that. So there's no fees when you're purchasing things online with Bitcoins. That's the really great thing about them is you can buy something in seconds online with Bitcoins, and you don't have to pay any fees. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have your Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash in any major bank. I hear you can actually do it at 7-Elevens, too. You visit BitInstant.com. Find out more. It's BitInstant.com. Well, let's go to Roy, listening in Maryland. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I wanted to thank you for your format. I really enjoy it.
Sure.
I wanted to dispute the... last caller, the member of the left-right paradigm that was talking about Ron Paul being a Freemason.
Is he not a Freemason? I wouldn't know.
No, I'm looking right at the text of the statement on Ron Paul Live. It says, "Dear Charlotte, I am not or never have been a Freemason. Carol is doing well. Thanks for your support, Ron Paul." And it's on his letterhead. It's in his writing. So,
he's denying having ever been a Freemason.
I wouldn't assume he's guilty by association anyways, but
everything I hear about Freemasons is a good thing. I mean, I know a lot of people have a lot of strong conspiracy theories that surround the Freemasons. It doesn't mean anything to me. As far as I know, the Shriners are those guys that drive those little cars around with the funny hats on, and help kids and that are burn victims. It means
I mean, I got a state ID, but I'm by no means a state agent or believe in the violent monopolies in which they possess. But anyways,
yeah, I don't have anything other than what you read on the net or see on these cable TV shows to go by. So I had an uncle that's dead that was just a wonderful person that was a really strong Freemason. But as far as the Paul movement, there's a lot of scorn and a lot of people are upset that they feel like they've been let down by was transpired, and I think they have to wait until Mr. Paul himself actually makes a statement and lets them know where they're going, where they're going to go with the movement. That they had some issues down there in New Orleans that made the news, where there was some bad behavior and some ruckus in a delegate meeting down there,
right,
that was probably kind of embarrassing. And Alex Jones is running around reporting that there's threats to his life. I mean, there's too many factors out there to just totally diminish the group's impetus. And really, the man's made a lot of kind of coalesced a group of people that have issues, and he's turned them into where they've become politically active instead of being dormant. And
important. I mean, these people are taking over state parties. They're getting things done that, up heretofore were only dreams in the minds of people that believed in liberty and wanted to be involved in politics. So,
as opposed to, the revolutionary times or something like that, like overthrowing the king, I think those are some pretty, massive accomplishments for the time. I don't think some guys... I don't know, man. I'm of the mindset that the system is absolutely broke. We talked about this last week when I was on the show, that even if the Ron Paul waves take office, it'll be at the right time, as in the perfect time for the collapse, the old bang, boom, bust cycle of a lifetime, and for all the corporate elites or power-hungry folks controlling things to say, look, it's your fault, and way to mess it all up, it's Austrian economics that did this. It's the free market that did this. More and more and more control. So in my opinion, I think most people could look at governments throughout history. They all grow to this point where they dissolve. And I think we're at the point where we should just let this one get as big as possible, let it blow up, stop giving it money, stop funding its wars.
The problem is that we don't have a government. We have about five layers of government. If the federal government does is bankrupt, and if the bankruptcy results in collapse of some sort or another, there are still state and municipal and county governments all piled up on top of each other that will continue to maintain this, you know, they'll claim that monopoly privilege on the use of force in a given landmass.
Well, how long do you think those smaller governments would make it? Because I know, like, somebody was telling me around here, I don't think it was this county or the one next door, like, oh, we have a $4 million surplus. Like, yeah, and then if the federal government's, like, $70 trillion debt just became real because it's just a ticking billboard right now, that would trickle down because the feds send so much money for roads and all these other things, schooling, that if the cities would have to actually pay for them or the counties, they would go.
I doubt that debt would have to be paid by the municipal governments. I mean, the agency that borrowed.
No, I'm not saying they'd have to pay it. I'm just saying that, if, you know, $50 million a year is coming to this state for roads, schooling, and whatever federal aid, if the federal government would, you know, go bankrupt, okay, we can no longer print money and have debt, which means we can't send you this money, so now the lower layers of government are going to have to assume these expenses, and the people are still entitled and feel that it's their rights to have these things, so cutting it won't be the answer. How quickly will they soap up whatever, you know, surplus exists in the lower levels?
Roy, thoughts?
Guys, I think it's what you don't hear, and this isn't being conspiratorial, that about debt that should scare you. That there's a whole layer of debt called derivative debt that nobody gets educated upon, and it's a manipulative thing that where it's been sold as hedges and you know a bank against radical changes in interest rates, and you know where actually cash streams are pinned to this derivative debt that these banks have just created that's just been based on a premise. And we're all, if you look at the U.S. debt clock, it's online and it just whirls. If you look at the bottom quarter of the debt clock that they have all these indexes listed, they're devoted to derivative debt. And it's in the quadrillions. It's like 70 times what our national GDP is. And all these indexes and this debt, and they're the problem.
Yeah, it should be a real wake-up call, shouldn't it? To folks, I mean...
People need to learn about it. I mean, it's if you start talking to people and just off the cuff about trying to relate what you know, they think you're talking about their own credit card debt. They have no idea what the income streams and the state governments and local governments, how they're pinned to this stuff, and how when the government, right, you know, the Fed decides to create and monetize debt, that they're actually turning some of their own derivatives into cash and pocketing that and paying off what's there.
Thanks for the call, Roy. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733. You can give us a call on the SACL toll-free call-in line here and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all across the board tonight talking about father killing some guy down in Texas for touching his daughter.
The Ron Paul fiascos.
Ron Paul, Rand Paul. Endorsement of Romney, and you know, whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. But before we go on, if you run a website or a blog and you're looking to add a forum, you know, some more functionality for your visitors, but you don't want to compromise their privacy, consider plainboards.com. Plainboards.com offers a free to use anonymous message boards for anyone who wants one. So it's free, and it's easy to create. There's no installation necessary, no identification or login required. You start your board in seconds just by going in and typing the name of the board and then getting a link for it. You can protect your user's privacy with plainboards.com. It's encrypted and secured. There's all kinds of features to the boards, too, voting on posts, watch lists, personal history, that kind of thing. Plainboards.com. And, it's a great thing to be able to add to your website. Why not add a forum for your website? Plainboards.com. Now, talking about this Ron Paul, Rand Paul thing, as I understand it, Rand Paul was, being interviewed on this, and, Rand Paul's a Republican, a freshman senator, and if you're going to play the game of politics, and you're going to be party politics, you're going to have to endorse the other people in the party, at least most of the time.
And I can only imagine the games that could be played with him, like, oh, you want to get out of your father's shadow, right? Or don't you want to make it to the top? Or if you could be what your dad was and we could make you vice president, you know? I met Rand Paul in Nashville during Motorhome Diaries, and Jason Talley did of FR33 agents, did a great job interviewing him, pushing him on the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew then that he was no Ron Paul for sure, and that he would, most likely sell out. Since then, he's supported the war in Afghanistan.
Well, he's been, he's
flip flopping.
He's done better than most senators out there. And, I'll grant you, I don't like some of the ways he's come down on some issues, But I would prefer a senator that would come down right on half of the issues than a senator who comes down wrong on all of them, which it seems to me is what we get most of the time.
I think I'd just pick neither and go with the self-governing aspect and try to.
I don't know that that's an option, but
it should be.
I'm with you. It should be, and you know. But today, you know, this. I think that the Plato quote still applies, which is, you know, if you choose not to vote, that you're, you know, you're governed by your inferiors. I don't know that voting actually, you know, allows you to be governed by yourself or your superiors or anything like that. But
I don't think voting matters at all. I mean, the majority of people don't vote. Whether it's for the right reasons or not, it's mostly because of time and, you know, having to pay all the bills of the inflated cost takes up a lot of person's time.
Plus, a lot of people just don't know the answers and, you know, whatever.
They're pretty much doing what they want anyways until the law just exists until they run into it for most people, mm-hmm. you know, and then they realize how messed up it can be. So,
I mean, with the Rand Paul thing, I don't like him any more or any less because of this Romney thing. If Rand Paul got to be the vice president of the United States and he was able to address the Federal Reserve problem just by, you know, by dint of his the power that one has as vice president, I know those sound like conflicting statements, but, you know, I mean, there's some power in the vice presidency. If he's able to address that one thing, it would be enough for me, because, I mean, obviously it's not getting addressed under Obama, and it's not going to get addressed under just Romney, and I don't know whether he's going to be the vice presidential nominee. To me, the Ron Paul campaign, and this is the thing that I really wanted to get out, was during the 2008 campaign, I really thought Ron Paul was going to have a chance. I really believed it was going to happen, and I was disappointed and angry when it was over. Well, I didn't expect that in 2012. My expectation wasn't, well, Ron Paul's going to somehow or by, you know, hook or crook be able to take this. That wasn't my expectation. My expectation was is the Ron Paul revolution, the liberty revolution, is growing in this country. And to some extent, large extent, it's because of Ron Paul and his influence. So,
well, that's the front side of it, and the more positive aspect. The other is that government is, you know, having 20,000 drones made to patrol mm-hmm. the thing. People are locked up for selling lemonade or
using
chalk.
And if they don't shoot you with one of them, they'll crash it on your head.
Exactly. So
agreed, but at the very least, there's somebody out there in the political sphere who's saying something about it, and I'm for that. Now, Rand, I don't think that, you know, he doesn't stand on principle the way his dad did, and I really like the way his dad would stand on principle, but maybe he feels he could never get it, you know, never quite make it if he stood on principle the way his dad did. I don't know. I don't know if he's, you know, the libertarian underneath or not, but
I hope Rand doesn't, or excuse me, Ron doesn't hang it up and complete retire. I hope he does what he kind of, well, I know that, but I mean, I hope he still, you know, is that beacon for liberty. I mean, he got me started and everything like that, but I hope he comes out like he kind of did in his 2012 campaign trail early, real hardcore, voluntarist, and, you know, start telling people the money system. You know, if Ron Paul's big thing's been the Fed, and, you know, I asked a couple of years ago, like, all right, well, doesn't the Congress have the power to create its own money as well? Like, as opposed to auditing the Fed, why don't you just introduce a new bill to compete with the Fed? That would achieve the same goal at the end of the day, you know. And so there have been times where I've wondered, like, is this, you know, is he handcuffed by the establishment, or is he kind of like Alex Jones? You know, maybe everything Alex Jones says isn't truthful, but he's allowed to have his corner and his megaphone because it would give, you know, every cartel drug dealer needs the soccer mom saying drugs are bad or don't do this or this campaign. You know, you need your yin and your yang. And so that could be what Ron Paul, Alex Jones could be to the establishment. It's like, oh, look, these people are out here and it's not so bad and this is the system working, but there really is no conversation. There is no voting. There is no, you know, majority, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, I guess it sounds like a conspiracy theory of another sort to me, and I don't know. I tend to think that there's news reporters out there that at some point or another would say, you know, there's nothing going on here. I don't think the fix is entirely in. It just effectively is in. And I mean, what can I say?
When you have two choices, you know, I mean, the fix, it doesn't matter. I mean, I one time when I first started getting involved in Liberty, took every congressman and senator and wrote them up on two walls of my bedroom, and then had like all the, you know, big companies that donate money to politicians. And so, like, blue would be oil and yellow would be media, TV, Hollywood industry. And when you see how many people are paid by the same people, like, it was a really good visual for me to say, like, oh, my gosh, the same people own the same people. And it doesn't, like... So they give $500,000, Pepsi gives $500,000 to Obama and $350,000 to Romney.
Yeah.
They both bought a favor. Maybe Romney will do 100% of what they want and Obama will do 85% of what they want. And they're just these intermediate, you know, they're like the middlemen in any other transaction, politicians. You know, the sooner we can get them out of there, the better off everybody will be. You won't have all these harms or rushes, but... Hopefully that's where Ron goes after this is all said and done. But
well, I don't know that Ron, I mean, Ron's been saying the same sort of stuff for years, and it's only really in these presidential runs that anybody pays attention. I mean, they'll say over and over again that he was right on the economic collapse, that he was right on these issues, but, you know, he's just too crazy to put in office. And I kind of feel like no news media is going to care anything about what Ron Paul's doing when he's no longer a congressperson and no longer in office. I mean, he can say whatever he wants, but I just don't think they'll cover him.
Oh, yeah, but I think the indie journalists or the blogosphere, you know, the Ron Paul bots or whatever, for lack of a better, they'll still cover him. He'll still be around. He'll do like most retired presidents probably and do a couple speaking engagements for some coins.
Well, he has this weekly thing that he, you know, talks into a telephone and tells people, you know, this, that, and the other. And I think that that's a pretty valuable service.
Yeah.
You know, and it could go on. And I think that that's, you know, that's great. I just don't, you know, once he's no longer in office. And he's an old man. I mean, you know, there's no reason this guy, he's given everything that he needs to give.
I'm just saying, as bad as government is, anybody who's Ron Paul-like for politicians would end up to being the fall guy. And I'm kind of glad that government can just have no more Ron Pauls and let the whole system tank.
855-453. Your thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about, is it the expiration of the Ron Paul revolution? I don't know.
Continuation. I think it'll definitely continue. I think it'll hopefully end out of the political sphere. You know, I think people will come to realize that the monetary system that this government controls is going to be taken, you know, back, like barter trade, some other sort of mediums for exchanges will be very, very used commonly. And then, individual.
Victory Gardens.
Exactly.
Also, if you want to, you know, when you're doing your online shopping, shop through shop.freetalklive.com. There's links there for Amazon, and you can do the shopping that you normally do at Amazon, get the same prices, the same service, the same everything. This Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's shop.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to support Free Talk Live without costing you anything. Shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go real quick to John in New Orleans. John, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey there, guys. A long-time listener, first-time caller. I heard the other day on the fifth maybe of your show, you talked about the Louisiana State Convention. And,
yeah.
I kind of wanted to set the record straight about what exactly happened. I was a delegate present there. And
this, by the way, is the only way that we have, it takes days and days to really find out what happened in these situations. But go right ahead, John.
Yeah, and there's, a lot of misinformation, but there's a lot of good information out there, on YouTube and whatnot. But anyway, the big controversy is the rules, right? That the RNC requires that a certain set of rules be passed by all the states by a certain date of the previous year. In this case, it's October of the previous year. And that's the rules that all of these conventions have to run themselves by. Otherwise, they wind up with just what happened here. Well, 2 days before the convention is due to start, the Executive Committee of the Louisiana Party passed 16 pages of new rules that basically neutered the delegation. You know, so in a convention, the body of the convention is the convention. It's this thing that kind of spawns out of nothing, does
right.
its business, and then goes back to nothing, and all that's left is whatever, the decisions that came of that.
And it's so, the idea, it's the will of the people in the party, right?
Exactly right. And this is 4 years ago, after they cheated and stole Ron Paul out of his people, they urged us, the grassroots, to get involved and to be part of the system and to come and pay our dues just like they did, right?
Right.
We're like, okay, we'll be back in 4 years. And we were, and we won the caucuses decisively. And, even after we won the caucuses, they still get to appoint their reserve delegates. They get to appoint 30 delegates that no one voted for other than their state central committee.
Sure, these are the ringers.
Yeah, right. We had 111 people out of 180, which is like a 62% majority. So we get there, and they pass rules. For instance, they set permanent chairs of all of the committees. They made rules that the rules cannot be challenged. I mean, they basically dictated rules that are against their bylaws and against the RNC rules that basically gave them, the minority, complete control of the convention.
Now, what's going to happen with that? I mean, you know, how they passed these rules after the deadline. It was supposed to be in October, right? So none of these rules are valid.
Oh, they are if they say so.
Well, they're claiming they're valid, but we'll see. Some of the rules, for example, is that they set a quorum as being one-third of the registered people, which is ridiculous for a convention. The standard is a majority. They set a vote required to pass a motion as three-quarters, so that, you know, not a simple majority like most things. Even
You
know, the normal benchmark to make sure you don't trample on the rights of the minority is two-thirds. And they set theirs at three-quarters, which it's ridiculous.
All these rules to make it so that if the Ron Paul folks got a majority, that the majority wouldn't matter.
Right. You know, and we went into the Rules Committee, which is the committee that you're supposed to pass the rules of the convention And the whole idea of the rules is that you make rules that make it so that the convention flows and you facilitate business of the body. But, you know, they basically said that the only thing the Rules Committee could do would be to make recommendations for the convention in 4 years, and that no rules had been adopted yet except for their quote-unquote temporary rules they said were enforced, but that we weren't really buying.
So the Rules Committee was intended for the next 4 years, the next term?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
They said that no actual rules or changes will be made to this convention's business. They said you can't do anything. You, the elected body, the people have spoken, you know, as it were, the grassroots have been active. And they even told us, you know, they made silly motions about things that would help the grassroots next time to waste time in this Rules Committee. But it was almost like a Monty Python skit, right? So we would go and we'd make a point of order saying that they can't do this. And they said, well, you can't make that point of order. And we'd be like, yes, we can. No, you can't. Yes, we can. No, you can't. And then, you know, we'd say, well, we appeal your ruling. He's like, well, I didn't make a decision. What do you mean you didn't make a decision? That is a decision. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. No, it isn't. It was like, you know, the argument skit from Monty Python.
Right.
And so we were joking after is, you know, from like Fight Club. Well, the first rule of the Rules Committee is you don't talk about the rules. And the second rule of the Rules Committee is you don't talk about the rules. And we all got a good laugh at it because it was so ridiculous that if we were these people, we would be embarrassed by the lengths that they went to. And so ultimately what happened is at the very end of the Rules Committee, after we tried and tried and tried to get them to listen to Robert's Rules of Order, which are the parliamentary procedures used to manage these things, we had to remove their chairperson. Of course, their chair refused to acknowledge that he was removed, and so we went and finished our meeting in another room and adopted the rules that were really fair. I mean, we weren't trying to steal this thing and do all these horrible things that...
You didn't have to steal it. You're the majority.
Yeah, and you
exactly,
threatened it. That's
right?
It, yeah. You threatened the status quo. That's
right.
All.
So the next day, the convention comes along, and part of their rules was this ironclad, rigid, you know, agenda that at 10:10, this will happen. At 10:15, this will happen. At 10:16, you know, they had it really ironed out as to how they wanted to rule, and they set the state party chairman as the chairman of the convention. And so when it came time to read the rules report, we sent our rules chairman that we had elected up there, and, you know, they said, here's our guy who you know, wasn't elected. We just appointed him, and then, you know, we made points of order and eventually called for the removal of the chairman, which, you know, passed with a around 62% majority vote, and at which point they refused to get off the stage. We thought that would probably happen, and so we decided that if that did happen, we would simply turn our chairs around and have a convention facing the opposite direction, which is what we did. And, you know, you read some of these articles, they say, oh, they were planning this and plotting this. It's like, well, no, we were aware that they were probably not going to fight fair and that we were not going to leave the room because we were the majority, that if they wanted to have a rump convention, they could go in another room and do it. And so then we elected a chairman. This chairman was not a delegate, but the rules don't say that your chairman has to be a member of the delegation. The chairman's real job is only to just facilitate business, recognize this party, recognize that party, make points of order, and that sort of thing. And once he started talking on a microphone and competing with the microphone of the state party chairman who was removed, the state party chairman got all upset, and he ordered the duly elected chairman to be removed, at which point off-duty policemen who were in uniform, they didn't look like they were off-duty, they came and they started pulling him away. I mean, they weren't too rough, but you could see the look in this man's face. His name was Henry Herford. He looked panicked. He was trying to explain that he was the duly elected chairperson, and after saying that a couple times, he said, "I have a handicap. I have a handicap." And at some point, he tripped over a chair and maybe dislocated his hip.
Okay. So while being pushed back by police officers, I thought, right there, or some sort of security.
Right.
I think I see in that video, they were trying to escort him. He may have tripped over the chair, but he was backpedaling due to state aggressors.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not trying to excuse the police. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to be accusatory either. Just
so
it happened.
Is this going to ever end up in, is there going to be any justice for this? I mean, what's the appellate body for you know, people that lie at state conventions?
That's a really good question. We know that the two gentlemen, also they had our rules committee chairman escorted out. At some point he was pushed down and dislocated the finger and his leg was injured as well. I believe
it's nice that they had the cops on their side.
Right. And when we actually hired our own security, we had the state police that were supposed to supervise and make sure that no one touched anyone else. They told us, we acknowledge that this is an internal issue and that this is an internal conflict, and we will prevent Party A from accosting Party B and vice versa. You know, and we were okay with that because we weren't going to accost them. And so then what happened? Where was I?
What did the state police do?
The state police just sat there and watched. They really didn't do anything. There was one who was kind of in the face of our rules chairman, but he didn't. It was all the off-duty Shreveport police, Shreveport, the city where the convention was held.
Right.
And
the ones that were bought and paid for. Well, actually, yours were bought and paid for, too. They just didn't do anything.
Those officers weren't on duty that were there that day?
That's what I understand. And so anyway, there's some lawsuits that are being filed. So anyway, at the end of the day, though, is that after our chairman was hurt, we elected our vice chair as the chair, and I somehow got elected as the new vice chair. We took a new role, and we had everything planned out. It was really smooth. We had our list of delegates.
John, I want to hear more about this. Please hold the line. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live, and find out about what happened in the Louisiana Convention. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.